Blog Talk Radio.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's riches they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use the image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy yeah. Niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, but niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching your step. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.
Saga City.
The cult leader, the soothsayer, the smoke reaper, the game teacher, the flame preacher that spits what I practice and remain in pimp status. I'll twist your brain backwards, my lyrics are apparatus like a prostitute stew or a brew of witch's magic. You see me rational when the logic makes you erratic. The static I invite, the knight that serves Christ with dry blood on my knife. Keep some light green in my pipe to ignite. Dark age nigga, riddle me that. Sprinkle some holy sacraments on the lead in my gat. I drink the blood of thugs to bring the 1990s back. This is the final collapse. Fracture skulls with some cold hard facts. Is this the rapture or the tour of some rap? And if I capture spinal fat, you'll put a fur on my back. Yeah.
Why they hating on Satan? Because they dough is forsaken. And they wife steady breaking. I give a small demonstration. Demons been straight for eons. Better to be pissed off than peed on. In this Star Wars, you were trekking as a Klingon. So sink on key. That ass belongs to me like this is Ike and Tina in 73. Come on, march to the beat. There's no heart in defeat. Waving sheets, that's right. In the middle of the night, we fight like civil rights. This is pimping, only chasing rats with fiddle and pipe. If she gives me any gripe, you can catch her at the street light. My game is swisher sweet tight and never hollow. I didn't need a Twitter, make a motherfucker follow. When you look at the numbers, don't feel bitter with sorrow. Hope you can find a fat critter with some money to borrow. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. I'm known for making hoes above the races go pro-black. Turn they back on they god once they sit on my Bozak. You can hold that like P. Diddy in 1996. Bury your best friend and his carcass makes you rich. You can ask Shug, the Rubik's Cube of these music dudes. Private jets and flight attendants in the nude. We play for kings and queens in this family feud. This is chess and not checkers. Evolved to a rat chinchilla. Coming from some duck down feathers. I was slinging that crack in below zero weather. Never made it to an ounce. Then I sold the crack of an ass and I got me a house. These niggas be full of doubts. Show them what pimp is about. She only know the color of my shoes and watch her fucking mouth. Don't speak when she holds both cheeks. My throatness is so unique. My dick is like my pockets, bitch. They go so deep. Yeah.
Milwaukee done blown up overnight, and you know, and they wanna tear it down. We're gonna tear the country down, make it look like, you know, the Sahara Desert. That's what everybody wants to do. So we got angers in the land. Everybody is angry, and you know, that's what's going on, man. The Corinne Gaines situation got quiet real quick. And I believe it got quiet for a multitude of different reasons because, you know, some information came out stating that, you know, she was calling the police for domestic violence scenarios that were occurring at her home. So, you know, there's a lot of story, a lot of backup, and I believe, you know, at the end of the day, that girl was hurt from a whole different space, and it's really a shame how everything carried out, but if we conducted ourselves in a more professional manner, these type of situations would not occur. That's just the point, the bottom line, okay? We have, I didn't even investigate the situation in Milwaukee, you know. It's ridiculous. My third book got put up today. We'll state that. Real Nigga Etiquette is available for purchase, paperback and ebook, on Amazon.com. Okay. We will be having Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 2 and another album will be coming shortly. Hopefully we will have all of this done by the 33 1/3, which will be the end of this year for me. I'll be literally 33 years old and 1/3. So let's see if we can complete the full draft that I'm doing on the history of Caucasians in Europe. Right now, I'm studying physiognomy. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But physiognomy is a study on mental illnesses being shown in the appearance of the skull structure and the face. And this was a very detailed study that was being done for a long time. It really goes all the way back to Pliny in Greece, who also drew facial structures of idiots and imbeciles and cretins. All of these different individuals that when you say stupid, when you say a cretin, when you say, you know, there's a hypothalamus fool, there's a, you know, I'm pretty sure there's a thyroid. Well, I think the thyroid is related to the word cretin, cretinism, okay? Well, basically, there's a lot of different forms of stupidity and foolishness, and they all documented them by facial structures and skull structures, you know, facial expressions, postures, standing postures and sitting postures, and the anatomy thereof was correlated to your mental position. And that is the area of medical I'm going through right now in preparation for Volume 2. We're going through a lot of that because it is inclusive with the effects of certain diseases that reshape the face and the skull. And, for instance, syphilis was known to do that. The syphilitic idiot is what they call them, the syphilis fool. Okay, so, and I also have to go through a lot of medical information to draw the line in between. To draw the line in between the STDs and what were diseases, because we have to understand that the medical industry of today, the medicine industry as well, which medical and medicine, two different things, the medicine coming from pharmacopoeia the pharmaca is really a name of a demon. And you will see that when you get into the occult witchcraft section. I will be having a volume 2. There are also a lot of other words that were used correlated to Satan worship and like that dealt with words that we use today. One word that was celebrated, one word that was, you know, screamed and sang in the churches to invoke the devil. And yeah, sometimes they did this stuff in the churches, okay? And other gatherings, and in the woods is where the majority of the stuff would happen. But the word is hallelujah. But the word that they used, and then when it's written down, supposedly it's alleluia. It doesn't have the H on it. But, as we know, the rules of orthology, the C, that doesn't matter. The H really doesn't matter. It still has the same sound, this enunciation. And the key point would be the vowel, okay? So the ah, the alleluia, okay? There was also something else that I stated on the Facebook today. I went on a little tangent, and I said something about the red, black, and green, and I will clarify that here again.
Okay.
The color red incited Caucasians to do the dancing plague. It would incite them to high violent fits, and also sexual fits. We also have to understand that I don't know, I haven't done a detailed research yet on Islam inside the medieval time period yet. And I will be approaching that for volume 2. So, and the reason I stated that is because today we know Islam and Muslims, they carry the color red. And there was much tension during the medieval times, and there was a lot of rules and regulations in between the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews. And if these rules were violated, you will be met with whatever punishment by either the secular municipal courts or the ecclesiastical courts of the country. And we also have to understand that there are certain ties that went on that would permit certain gratuities in society being in alignment with the king. Usually Muslims were directly underneath the king. So that means, you know, they couldn't really mess with them. It depends, because I'm covering over 700 to 1700. So it's different time periods. The measures went up and down. There's different areas of enlightenment when other areas were extremely retarded. And, you know, when some of those extremely retarded areas got extremely enlightened, the enlightenment areas went extremely retarded. So, you know, there's a lot of different balances and measures that's going over when you are going over an entire continent. So, I don't know, you know, I'm going in right now on how the Muslim thing is related to how the Dark Age might. So, now, besides that, that's correlated with the red, okay? The red sent them into a lot of epileptic fits. As the color of blood, you know, is red, and they seen a lot of that every day. They were, you know, they witnessed some type of murder, some type of crime was being committed with bloodshed on it. And that was daily activity. Now, when we go into the color black, there's a totally different story here. The color black is correlated to death and the devil, which were two different entities. Death and devil, I have yet to hear anything about a color of a god, but we know for sure that in all old European literature, you know, there's a multitude of different reasons for that too. And there's also psychological effects that have occurred with the color black because of the food. When it got rotted, it turned black, you know. When it also came to the plague, some people, usually the pus bumps that would get to the size of apples were, usually had black pus. I have yet to hear any other color being talked about. And you can see the color black, the pus bump itself would be black, okay? And then I've also ran into another plague where the bodies, the flesh of the people rotted, and the whole body would be black before they died. So the flesh of their body would rot before they fully died. So they would still be alive, but there would be a mysterious black color. And then we already know about the carcasses, when they rot, they turn black. We already know about that. So, there's you know, that's a lot of play on the mind with the color black. Also, with ergot poisoning, and ergot poisoning used to turn you black and rot your whole arm off. So, an arm could fall off. You know, typhus turns you black. You know, there's a lot of other little diseases that went on that turned, you know, people black, or turned whatever body part was affected black, or your pus bumps would be black. You know, you had smallpox, you had measles, you had all types of stuff going on, okay? So, Black got drilled in the head as a killer, as to stay away from, okay, as an identifier of death and disease and deprivation and all other types of horrors. And then you got the color green. The color green wasn't really, I haven't ran into any information that really used the color green in any type of negative light, but I have read that about the color yellow. And one of those reasons with the color yellow is because the color yellow is one of the colors of the humors. And the humors is basically the liquids that run the body, and the medical sciences of medieval time periods considered the body to have four different fluids in them. That would be your white, which would be, your saliva, your pus, and all of that other stuff. And then you would have the red, which was your blood. And then you had the yellow, which was fat and mucus. And then you had the black, which was the black bile. Well, all of them were called biles, but the black bile was the worst bile, and the black bile was considered to be the bile that held the essence of madness and mania. And that's another thing that we're going to have to go through. I'm studying a lot about madness and insanity and all of that type of stuff right now, because it definitely has been a part of how this society is being designed. We have to understand that progression of what we understand about progression actually is a mania, okay? It's a mania. It's a blindness of insanity. It's a social agreeance, okay, of insanity. All right? That's all it is. That's what a mania is. So when we introduce something new, the people of the social go crazy about it. When they go crazy about it, this is the mania where we can embed this materialistic element into existence. Okay? When they made the vehicle, when they made the car, the Model T, the Model A, all of that, okay, there was a mania, because first only the elite had it, so then everybody at the bottom, when you give it to the elite first, the bottom, the rats at the bottom worship it like a god. When they worship it like a god, it picks up that desire energy, it picks up that sexual energy, okay? And because that's what desire is based in. Desire is connected to, you know, your sexual thought pattern. So when we put a materialistic item into the position to be worshipped at such a high level, because only the elite have it, it brings it power to be brought into the full existence. So I say all that to state what other manias occurred, okay? Besides the witch mania, besides the disease mania, besides the famine mania, besides the literature and the printing press mania, there's a lot of different levels of this mania shit, and they all occur simultaneously. It's like all different links and wheels working together. You see what I'm saying? I go so long to say that because I also understand that after the witch mania, that's when the slavery mania began. You have to understand that the major manias, which would be considered like eras, okay, or an age, okay, they last for about 300 to 400 years. Okay. So then the big question is then after African slave trade, what was the next mania? It's the mania that we're in now. And this mania will last until 2100 and 2200. If I'm correct, I'd have to say, from everything that I understand about this whole picture, is that we are in a beauty mania right now. We are in a beauty mania. Then you say, well, when did the mania begin? The mania began in the Victorian age. That was late 1700s, 1800s. Ever since then, everything that we are doing is based on beauty and perfection. It doesn't matter if we're talking about entertainment, if we're talking about cars, if we're talking about the way houses are designed. Everything is based on beauty. You see, tribes didn't make their huts based on beauty. Okay? Castles aren't designed to be for beauty principles. You know, it wasn't there. Okay? The tribalsmen, you know, they really didn't do anything that, well, no, there's a couple of tribes that do specific, you know, well, matter of fact, all the tribes, now I'm flipping through my brain, all the tribes that I've ever really seen, they do have beautification moments, and these moments are usually ceremonies and, you know, ritualistic, you know, how can I, courting, that's the best word to use, courting ceremonies, okay? And they would make the men dress a certain way, make the females dress a certain way. It's sort of like the prom thing that we got going on here in America, okay? And, you know, that's the mania that we're in right now, hands down. And due to the fact that if we were to go back to the old world, if we were to go back to the caveman, we will understand that there is no beauty besides the woman. Aha. And this is where everything is messing up now. It's because once women were focused on to be beautified, as that was the Victorian age. Before that time period in old Europe, there was a high level societal understanding of who was who and what was what. And it was designated by your clothing and your fashion. And that would also predicate, you know, what family you came through, what ranking you were, you know, and specifically relating to the females right now, because the females didn't carry around, you know, the sword, and, you know, because you have to understand that nobles and knights were also military ranks. So a noble and a knight would be identified quicker, and then more so their wives, and their wives, and due to this, their wives had to wear a specific type of, you know, clothing, you know, and depending on how much you spent on your clothing would also depend on your popularity, okay, and that's old Europe stuff, okay, and that's before the 1700s, they were getting down with that type of stuff. Like, I mean, it's amazing, man, like, this shit is just out of this world. You know, one thing I've noticed is a lot of Negroes actually do get offended because I'm doing this study, you know. But y'all check it out on Amazon, Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, The Untold History of the White Races, circa 700 to 1300 AD. Go get the Black Man's Bible with the Monster album, and go get The Real Nigga Etiquette's book with the Onyx Tablet album. Alright. Yo, 209, you got anything you want to say? Oh. anything you want to ask or say, bro?
Hello.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show with this song right here.
Peace.
This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell in heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar infecting every movement and function. Get gentlemen, sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my guns start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction, without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of you roaches I be crushing. This is royal flushing, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas hate the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the keys to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, my clock and those in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak, he knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak it's born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy's torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker's swarm. I'm all the gods combined to run a physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.